I do want to tell you that Cousin J.B. is the real McCoy. He's a Floridian. Where did you tell me you were born? But that's not what you called it. Out at Deco Pond, didn't you?
Water mill. Some of the old timers here might remember the old water mill down at Lake Butler. That was where I was born and raised, Cousin Thelma.
Thank you. And we'll see them again. Now, everybody, quiet. This is the first time we've had pirates here, and I think that if we'll keep very quiet, no harm will be done. Let's watch the Grand March from Yulee up right on the Georgia line. All right, are you ready? She has to fix a little something. That's all right. Mm-hmm. A grand march is particular business. Yes, while she's marking those places, I would like to point out that we would like everybody here to go away a member of the Florida Folk Festival Association. We need your moral support. If you are a member, then you would be even more actively interested in preserving the old ways of Florida and the neighboring states. Now we're ready for you, Miss McBride.
All right.
There is just one little thing that I would like to call your attention to, and that is, in order to make this one child whose partner was sick with the mumps, she's going to march with them, although she won't have a partner, because I don't want her to miss the enjoyment of marching with the group, but she won't have a partner. Will you come on to the stage? These are buccaneers and buccaneer beauties, and you'll think very definitely that the girls have unearthed a treasure when you look at all their gaudy jewelry. They did. They dug that up off the beach at Fernandina Beach. Hope you believe it. Is the flag of Spain. Thank you. The next is the French flag. Yes. All right. Let's see what you have. This is the English. This is the Mexican flag. This is a green flag, a green cross of Florida. This is the Patriots flag. Of course, you don't need an introduction to the stars and bars here. And this is the United States flag. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we'll call our folk singers up on the stage. We're going to have a little singing now. Marty Schumann, Marilyn Raine, Cousin Bill Bolin, Cousin Dick Hunt, the Swanee Sweethearts, Cousin Bob Tinsley, Cousin Jay Smith, Cousin Diane, Cousin Bob, I haven't seen you this morning, Cousin Bob, Cousin Leo, Cousin Frank, and Cousin Willie. And we've got Cousin Chuck Kennedy, and we have our wonderful guitarist. Where is he? Where's Charles? Cousin Charles.
Are they all supposed to go sit on the bench?
Yes.
You all go around and sit on the bench in order.
I'm glad to see you.
Washington, we haven't been in by. We got into the...
And we'll let him open and see how we like it.
Well, I'm not going to sing anything. You're not? No, I'm going to pick up and play.
Okay.
I'll let y'all play with me.
Do you want a chair, Dad? Why not?
No, it's all right. I was scheduled to do a banjo number, but... Got a sort of a cold, so I'll play a song on here, instrumental called Stoney's Waltz.
Well, now, you see, we've seen almost everything. That's an auto harp, but I declare I've never seen it played like that before, have you? Well, here's a little girl, pretty as a pink. Going to sing a little song for us. Marilyn? She's from Gainesville, too.
wishes me to marry him, but I hardly think I will. I hardly think I will. I hardly think I will. He wishes me to marry him, but I hardly think I will. He came to see me the other night. He made so long a stay. I really thought the blockhead would never go away. He told me of devotion, devotion pure and deep. He sounded so awful silly that I almost went to sleep. I almost went to sleep. I almost went to sleep. He sounded so awful silly that I almost went to sleep. Bill sent me a letter the other day. These very words were in it. That if I didn't marry him, he couldn't live a minute. You know the blessed Bible says it is a sin to kill. So I thought the matter over, and I guess I'll marry Bill. I guess I'll marry Bill. I guess I'll marry Bill. So I thought the matter over, and I guess I'll marry Bill.
Oh, we've enjoyed Cousin Bill Bolan from Lake City so much with his harmonica and his ukuleles, and here he is again. What are you going to do? He's going to do a medley of old songs for us.
Ms. Bolan and I would like today to say something about the ukulele. It did not come originally from the Hawaiian Islands, but it's a Portuguese instrument, and we got it from the Hawaiian Islands. And sometimes our boys and girls get to the place where they think you have to have an expensive instrument to do some of these things. I have one that I gave $1.50 for. They may be a little higher now because I've had it 2 years. I'm going to show you that you can take one of these little plastics and play it. It doesn't even have strings that are graduated in size. They're all the same size. And if it'll stay in tune long enough with these old-fashioned pegs, well, I'll play you a little number. This is a little better instrument. This,
just remember, you have people way back.
All right. All right, good.
Cousin Dick Hunt, who hasn't been with us before. Let's see what he can do. Seems to me he's going to... Are you going to sing this murdering song? All right. Go down, murderer. Remember now that you have a crowd all the way around.
This song is about, it's commonly sung in England. It was written in 1953 in England. It's still a folk song. No one knows who wrote it. But it was about the a murder trial over in England in 1953. And a man named Timothy Evans, I'm sure some of you heard about it at the time, was convicted, accused and convicted of murdering his wife and children. And he was hung for it. About 6 weeks after he was hung, a maniac known as Christie, the mass murderer of Nottingham, admitted to the crime and made this quite a symbol of injustice. And this song was sung over in England in the campaign against capital punishment quite a lot. Tim Evans was a prisoner locked in the prison cell, and those that heard about his crime condemned his soul to hell, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down. For the murder of his own dear wife and the killing of his own child, the jury found him guilty, and the hanging judge, he smiled, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." Now Timothy pleaded innocent, and he swore by him on high that he never killed his own dear wife or caused his child to die, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." They moved him to the cell block, to his final flowery dell, and day and night two cops were there, and they never left his cell, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." Sometimes they played bridge with him, and solo and pontoon, to keep his mind from on the rope that soon would be his doom, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." The governor, he came in one day, the chaplain was at his side, saying, "Your appeal has been turned down, prepare yourself to die," saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." They came for him one morning, and they ripped him from his cell, and a thousand lugs were cursing loud and banging on their cells, saying, "Go down, you murderers, go down." They put the rope around his neck, the washer behind his ear, and the prison bells were ringing, but Tim Evans didn't hear, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." Tim Evans, he was hanged for a crime he didn't do. It was Christie was the murderer, the judge and jury too, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down."
Well, I guess we'll let him sing again now. After we've spread our dinner, give him a great big hand. Without my telling you, you know that the lovely sitting to my left are the Swanee Sweethearts from Live Oak, and their director, Cousin Helen Hardiman from over that way, is going to introduce them.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. Will you stand up, please? From your left to right are Carol Ann Lyons, Dorothy Long, Connie Hogan, Janice Eubanks, and our pianist, Miss Folsom, Miss Mina Folsom. I don't believe they can use the microphone, but I hope you can hear them anyway. they think that they can't manage that very well. I'm sorry. We thought there might be one on the stand, and they were going to use it. The first number they will do is Down in the Valley. This is one of the older folk songs, I think, that is truly American, and probably came down here from the mountains in East Tennessee and North Carolina. We hope you'll like it. Songs that we seldom hear, Gentle Annie. The last one they will do is probably familiar to you, but we know you'll enjoy it anyway. Kentucky Babe.
They truly are Swanee sweethearts. Thank you so much, girls. Now let's see what this old ugly boy can do. Where's Bob Dinsley? Is he there? My goodness. His wagon must have broken down. Well, he'll be here. Well, here's another one just as ugly. Jay Smith. Come on, cousin. You know I'm just funning with you.
Seems like a long time ago, the people who made up folk songs were pretty not too fond of Millers, and there are a number of songs that present Millers in a pretty bad light. This is about one of them. There was an old miller who lived all alone. He had three sons all fully grown. When the time came to make out his will, all he had left was a little grist mill. Singing fal-diggy-dido, fal-diggy-day. Well, he called to him his youngest son, said, "Son, oh son, my race is run. If I, miller, of you make, pray tell me what toll will you take?" Singing fal-diggy-dido, fal-diggy-day. Oh, father, my name is Bill, and out of each bushel I take a jill. You fool, the old man cries, out of such a little you'll never make a rise. Singing fal-diggy-dido, fal-diggy-day. So he called to him his second son, said, "Son, oh son, my race is run. If I, miller, of you make, pray tell me what toll will you take? Singing fal-diggy-dido, fal-diggy-day." Father, oh father, my name is Ralph, and out of each bushel I take half. You fool, the old man cries, out of such a little you'll never make a rise. Singing fal-diggy-dido, fal-diggy-day. Then he called to him his youngest son, said, "Son, oh son, my race is run, and if I, miller, of you make, pray tell me what toll will you take? Singing fal-diggy-dido, fal-diggy-day." Oh, father, my name is Paul, and out of each bushel I take all. Hallelujah, the old man cries, and then he turns up his toes and he dies. Singing fal-diggy-dido, fal-diggy-day. Well, they buried him in a little box grave, and some do think his soul was saved. Where he went, no one can say, but I rather think that he went the other way. Singing fal-diggy-dido, fal-diggy-day.
Well, I don't really think he's ugly. I think he's right handsome, don't you? But by way of contrast, here's Diane to sing for you. Diane, what are you going to sing for us this morning?
And Dick Hunt is going to play for me.
Good.